Hey. See, good to see you, brother. Thank you, Father. Well, I think we need what she's got to start with. First thing I see on you guys is the ability to bear a weight, to bear responsibility. That God's made you to be a strong couple. And I'm not saying that because this guy looks strong, though he does. I see one of those big machines that they use to test how the breaking point of things, you know, with the big dial on it, the ram that goes down or pulls up or whatever. I see one of those over you, and the gauge is just way over in the red. That you have an ability to bear weight and to bear responsibility. So first, what the Lord says, I'm going to bring people to you who are broken. I'm going to bring people to you who can't function. I'm going to bring people to you who are confused. And I tell you, says God, I will put within you, the two of you together, not one of you, but within the two of you together, I will put within you an anointing and an ability to put those people back together, to restore them to my purpose, says God, for them. So I call your home, says God, a place of healing. I call your home a hospital and a place of restoration. And the Lord says over you, tell me your name.
Lisa.
That your home is going to be a place of hospitality, that you carry hospitality with you. I smell things baking. I sure do. I smell things baking. If I said any more, it would be like I was asking for cookies, but I'm not. But I smell things baking. There's all that evokes in terms of welcome, hospitality, and also the ability to make people who are disenfranchised feel comfortable. You have that. You know what I mean, don't you? You know how there's this thing that happens to people between like 12 and a half and 17, when some people don't ever quite learn how to fit in or how to have friends. They never really got socialized. But God's given you the ability to take those people and love them so they feel right at home with what's going on. And somehow they get caught up in their souls so they're healthy. So God's going to use you. And I see you taking people and in your home and laying them out on your kitchen table and getting everything ready for surgery on their heart. And then I see you looking at him and going, excuse me. Here you are, honey. And brother, I see you walking up, and there's something in you that goes, man, I don't really want to be messing around in this person's life. But God's has given you hands and eyes to see what needs to be plucked out and what needs to be put in to hearts. You're not the great massager of egos and souls. I know that. But you are given a surgeon's heart and mind to understand what needs to be done in the heart. And you're the man that's supposed to speak plainly and not try to speak between the lines, right? God didn't raise you to speak, to talk between the lines or talk around something or over it or under it, but you have been raised by God to talk directly at a thing. This is what God's called you to do. So I see you prepping, bringing people in and prepping them. Then I see you just going in and blink, there you go. Doing what needs to be done, because this is what you see. Okay. Second, I see over you guys financial provision that goes beyond the two of you. And I see this thing really in three different levels. First, a battle, a war to dig this out for yourself, as if you're standing on a rock and you've got picks and you're having to dig out a channel of blessing, a riverbed for blessing to flow just to you. But but I see you do that, and it's a battle. It's not easy. It's a battle. It's a pick in the rock. Does that make sense? Okay. I want to make sure I want to make sure I'm understood, because I'm trying not to talk about the third thing until I get the first one done. So you're going to work this out for yourself so that you understand. And so this provision of God begins to flow to you too, regular, that's not based on tides or seasons or economy or anything. It's just flowing, just like this. Certain gallon per minute rate just coming in. And then I see you digging a wider trench for your family, for children. You got children? How many? Five? Good. Oh. So I see this wider thing where you begin to dig it out for them. And that's a different thing. But God's going to show you how to do that, because they can't live in your faith forever. You have to have faith that somehow jumps to them like a spark, so that they take it and it becomes a real thing for them. So I see the second level, but I see a third level beyond that, where God's going to begin to show you how to begin to release a message of prosperity. And forgive me for using that phrase, but a message of prosperity, of financial provision coming from the kingdom of God in a larger arena than that. So I'll prophesy to you that ultimately you guys are going to be doing either seminars or teaching. God's going to give you written material, examples, practical things. I don't know whether you're going to be business consultants, but I think you're going to be doing seminars, some kind of teaching vehicle to release this, because it's going to be, at that point, just part of who you are. Okay? Does that make sense? Okay, now over your five kids, child number four, next to the youngest, there's a real prophetic call there on that one. And what's that child's name?
Joseph.
Good
name.
Okay, I see over Joseph a prophet's call, not a gift of prophecy, but a prophet's call like what we walk in. And I see Joseph in the nations. So Joseph's going to be an international man. So raise him up to be an international man. And don't let him get prideful. There's going to be a real challenge for him because of a giftedness, a oral gift, a word with the words to get prideful. So, brother, you're going to have to be the dad, right? Yes. Oh, yes. I heard that. Oh, yes. Okay, I think that's what I got.
There is a lot of entrepreneurial ideas in you guys, especially in you and both of you, but there's a lot of business ideas in you. You've got a lot of businesses to start, and you're going to be a part of helping other people start businesses. Now, I saw two things specifically for you, a business where you write devotionals and sell them. People are going to buy them. He says, go ahead and start to write them. Even though you're going to write them and God, that is crap. And you're going to think those words. You might not say it because you'd be embarrassed to say it out loud, but you're going to say it in your head. This is crap. God says, when you say that in your mind, you're going to remember Joseph Cotton saying that to you. And God says, it's not crap. All right? And I'm dead serious. And God told me to say those words because that's what you're going to say in your brain. So write devotionals. Go ahead and start like this week. Just start to get them down. And don't worry about making them polished and perfect, because God's going to bring along an editor to you. It's going to be a woman who has curly brown hair. And she's going to help you to organize your thoughts and to get them into a publishable form. And there's also going to be even a publishing agency that's going to come along. You're going to self-publish at first, but then there's going to be a publishing agency that comes along to really take these things and make them big. And it's going to get big. There's going to be other authors that you bring in, and you're going to start to do books. There's going to be themed books. I see devotions on marriage and on the family. Okay, the other business you're going to start is one that empowers wives in the home. God's already has given you a lot of ideas for the home. He's going to give you more and more. But the thing that he's going to begin to give you in this season is ideas of how to get those things and publish them in order for other people to be able to build up their own homes. God's given you a tremendous heart for the home, of how to make it a safe place, how to make it a happy place, a place where children can learn not just about schoolwork, but about life and about, you know, God in creation. He's given you an eye to see the Creator's character in creation and how to communicate that to children. You relate to children really well. There's children's ministry in you. But God says this business you're going to start is going to help other people, not just other Christians. He says to not make it too Christianese, but make sure that it's something that will touch the lost heart. And in there, you're going to have wisdom how to put the gospel into these things you write. I see you doing articles and magazines. I see you doing a blog that talks about home ec. I hate using that term because when I grew up, home ec was the class you didn't want to take. But that, for lack of a better word. Now, this doesn't mean you're like frou-frou, apron strings, you know, around all the kids and all that kind of stuff. You're cool. You're a cool mom. And, you know, I see you driving a SUV, you know, and hauling the kids around, and you're the cool mom, right? And that's cool. He's made you that way. And that's going to be able to come across in the things you do. Okay, you're going to have a lot of influence in the community. People are going to begin to trust you more and more as you get these ideas to do little startup businesses. And I see you working in the home building industry. I don't know what role you're going to play, whether it's starting your own house building business or helping somebody else make theirs better or what. But to pursue that, there's going to be lots of things there. God's going to begin to give you wisdom of how to use the internet. It's been something that you haven't really been able to lay hold of, but that he's going to give you a grace to encounter that technology and to love it and to use it. He says, don't be afraid of new technology, but instead trust that God's going to integrate it into your life. I see you even having a PDA. I get the sense that you're not real big on PDAs, but that's the little personal digital.
Yeah,
do you have one?
No.
At some point, you're going to need one. And God says to not get all hung up on the newfangled stuff. Just get it, and he's going to help you to integrate that. In fact, the oldest two children are going to help you to use these things in your life. The oldest child also foster creativity in that one. There's a gift there that's hidden and that he or she does not know about. Is it a girl?
Boy.
Oh, it's a boy. Okay. There's a gift there that he doesn't know about, but to foster that because it's going to come forth in his later life. What else? Okay, I saw you guys running together, laughing, holding hands through a big field of wheat. God says that in your later years, he's going to use you in evangelism and in missions. You're going to be just running through fields of wheat, and he's going to give you eyes to see the harvest and to prepare yourself now for that because it's going to come quick. It's going to be a quick call to go to another nation. He says just to take it. But until then, there's leadership gifting on you both. Anywhere you are, find a way to lead, and that means you need to find a leader that you trust and get just underneath him, right, and get trained by him. But there's leadership in you.
As you were being ministered to, I saw the Lord playing a game with you, and I saw the Father coming and going, give me your nose, give me your nose. You know, we do that to our kids. Whose nose is this? Whose nose is this? And I saw the Father doing that to you, and I heard the Lord saying that the voice of God in this season is going to shift in your life, and God is activating your spiritual smell. So the Lord says that even now, vanillas and fragrances and certain smells are going to grab your attention, and the question is, what are you speaking to me through this, Lord? But supernaturally, God will begin to communicate. And even as you step into a place, even as you step into a community, you'll start even smelling what God is saying in that area. So to pay attention, even to certain smells that just seem to come randomly, and just the question is, God, what are you speaking to me through this? Because I sense that you're being activated today with your sense of smell. Your color is the color amber. I saw the Lord just robe you in the color amber, and the Lord says, that's my color of intimacy. And that's your color this year. And there's no coincidence why all of a sudden there's warm colors that are coming forth. People are giving you gifts with warm colors. Pay attention to the gifts and the things that you're being given. It's all in those warm tones. God says that's surrounding the color amber, because that's the color that God is speaking to you through to let you know, I'm calling you in. I'm drawing you into a higher level. I see the two of you with cell phones, and all along you've been walking through life, and that cell phone has been vibing, and you've known that God's been calling you. You know that God has been telling you, I have a call. I've got a purpose. I've got a destiny. But what I hear is that all of a sudden it switched from vibe to ring. So now you're hearing it and everyone around you is hearing it. The call that God has put on your life is made more evident today. People are looking and realizing they are called of the Lord. All this has been the hand of God to prepare them for what lies ahead. Amen. And what is ahead is even greater for, I see you and as you're being described as strong. But I sense that you carry the heart of the Father. You carry and you flow in the emotions of the Lord. And the Lord says that mercy, that compassion that at times arrests you, that's the heart of the Father that is flowing even through you. And there's an increase of that coming to you as you respond to the call and what God's asking you to do in this hour. I see you building clubhouses and trees. I see you doing things and helping people in the community. And I want to layer on the authority in the community. God is giving you authority in the community, and there's a role that you two have as a gatekeeper in your community, where you can lock things out and you can welcome things in. So the Lord says to function in that capacity and understand it, that your power to declare and decree and to lock in and to bring in, lock out and bring in, is very key in this hour in your lives. So there's more yet ahead. Get used to walking on water. Walking in water will come. The feel for it will come eventually. But you will do things that others will say that you never could have done. The Lord says you will begin to do those things and fulfill them. There's an anointing on your life for a gift of working of miracles. And the Lord says that now there's an anointing for multiplication, multiplication, multiplication. I see people handing you a 20, and then you look, and it shifted, and all of a sudden there's 60 in your hands. God says, I'm going to multiply money in your hands. And even as you wonder, how else am I going to bring it in, Lord? The Lord says, my anointing on your life will bring multiplication. You're going to make that money stretch, and you won't even wonder how. They're going to say, you bought all that with this little bit of money? Absolutely. God says, that's my anointing on your life. I'm making a way for you. But multiplication, multiplication. I even see you, it's time to pray for people's purses and wallets and that anointing that you have for multiplication in others' lives as well. You're going to see the hand of the Lord extended through your prayer and through what you're doing. So get ready. I see a picture of you two walking through a graveyard, and there was a vision, there was a hope and a dream that you once had. And it's as if though you've come to terms after life and family and all these things, you've come to a place where maybe, that's not for us. And I see that you've buried some stuff. But I hear the Lord saying, I'm going to walk you through that place again. And the very things that you've allowed die, I'm going to bring life to once again, into hope and a dream, to realize that what I have for you is even greater than what you've pictured and what you've imagined. There's a connection for you in the state of Florida. I see you in Florida, and I see you going back regularly into the state of Florida, and they're going to be calling on you saying, would you come back, and what you have is good and we want more. So there's going to be a regular invitation coming back, and you're going to be going to and fro to the state of Florida. Brother, it's time to write. It's time to start writing the thoughts of God that have been flowing through your head and flowing through your heart. I hear the Lord says, be ready, as I have that pen ready. For the thoughts are going to come, and there's a flowing also coming to you as well, just to scribe and just to write with the thoughts of God that are flowing through your heart, and they will touch many and they will bless many as well. And I see other men coming around and saying, what else is God speaking to you? So you do have something that you're hearing from the Lord. There is something that God is putting in your heart to share with others that is going to give hope to other people in this hour. The world says that this is a time of crisis, but brother, there's a side of God that you caught a glimpse of, a God of power and a God of miracles, and you're going to catch that, and you're going to be able to say, this is the God that I serve. This is the God that I know. So get ready, says the Lord, for it's going to flow through your hands, and people are going to come and say, what else has the Lord showed you to share with us?
Brother, I see that in your early years, that was a curse spoken over you. things said against you or to you or about you, I don't know, that in a sense you've been proving up against all these years. Like, I'll show them that's not true, or something like that. God says this is a new day, and I see him just taking his toe, fatherly toe, drawing a line, and saying, he breaks old curses. He breaks these things. Old curses over the family that go back generations, where it's like this thing's just bounced down from generation to generation. God's breaking that. He's just, this day, he breaks those old curses. And I speak over you in the name of the Father, that cursed is he who was hung on a tree. That every curse that's ever been spoken against you or against your family, we lift it off of you right now. We place these things on the cross with Christ. And we say, no more. No more. And any curse of poverty, any curse of things that go only 90% of the way but don't quite finish, these curses, they're just gone. They're broken. And we speak completion, finishing, success in plans, not having to redo plans, but success in plans and financial blessing in the name of Jesus. Yes. Amen.
A couple more things. You don't like details, so God says you need to gather people around you who like details and are good at handling details. And you've got a gift of discernment in you. It says trust her gift of discernment, especially in business matters, because you're going to have opportunities to fail in your business. But if you listen to your wife, her discernment will guide the business, and it will succeed and make gather people around you who like details. There's adoption in your future. You're going to adopt at least one child. Do you want more children? Okay, good, because I really saw you guys having a lot of kids, but I didn't want to say that if you're going like, no more kids. But I know that there's adoption. At some point, God's going to put on your heart so heavily that you're going to have times where you're just in bed just crying together because you just have to adopt a child. And God says there's more children to come both from adoption and from you. So, is that it? Well, God, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we thank you for this couple. And we just bless them. God, we say yes and amen to every single thing that you have spoken tonight, that not a single word would fall to the ground, God, but that just as the rain comes and waters the earth, God, it doesn't go back to heaven, but it produces seed for the sower and bread to the eater, God, that your word is going to accomplish all that you have purposed it to accomplish in their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.